What's a gopher?
Well, a gopher is a dry land thing. He's out here on the dry land. There used to be a lot of them through here, but you know, way back yonder, people, we used to catch them things and eat them and take them to town and sell them and ship them till they just not eat. They say way back down in the country, there's some gophers down there. And he favors that turtle very much. He has a hard hull on his back and his legs are scaly. And he can just sit down and pull in his legs and pull in his head, and the ordinary thing can't bother.
What's a turtle? Does he stay on land or in water?
Well, they have a highland turtle. It'll crawl out here on the land, but there's some of these big old soft shell turtles that stay around the water. They're big things.
Any other names you ever heard for different kinds of turtles?
Soft shells. Hard shells.
What about terrapin or tarpon?
Terrapin. Well, they used to call these little old things out here that walked around. Of course, they like the wet place too, around the branch, but you could find them most anywhere. We have had them crawl up out there on the porch and eat where you said to go. A little old spotted-looking turtle.
But what did you used to call it?
Terrapin.
Have you ever heard of something called a cooler?
A cooler, yeah. That's a little old, tiny little bitty turtle that's in the branches. When you'd be fishing, you'd catch them little old cooters on your hook, you know, and he was not 50. Come a lot of times they'd get hooked on the bait until you couldn't hardly get him off without cutting his head off or cutting your bait out. He wouldn't be bigger than that, you know.
Just a few inches
through? Yeah, just a few inches through and with a head, and you'd have a cooter on your hook. It was no good.
Did you hear of, is he the one that's supposed to stink a lot?
Well, I never did hear of him.
You ever heard it called Stink Jim?
Huh?
Stink Jim?
No. No, I never did know about that. But other people might have.
I was just asking, I heard the word the other day. I just wondered if...
Well, you hear different things around different parts of the country.
I'm talking about kinds of insects, the kind of insect that flies around the light. Tries to fly into it.
Well, there's lots of little old bitty things at night, you know. The little bitty insects.
But this one, it especially is attracted to a light. If you, well, they were, they left a light out on the porch. Light on out on the porch, and you see one of these things flying around, and if you grabbed it, it sort of powder would come off of your head. You know?
Is it powder? Well, I don't have much experience with them, but I know when we used to take the lamp out, way back then you didn't have a flashlight. You'd take to see something at night, and them little things would come to your lamp, fly around the hole in your face and everything. But I know they'd pay much mind. When you went in the house, you got rid of them.
Did you ever hear camelfly or camilla?
Camelfly. Well, I reckon, yes, I've heard of the camelfly. I reckon that's what takes to your life.
What's something that'll get you wool clothes and eat holes in?